这小时为您播出英语教学节目，欢迎收听。美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目购物单元的初级课程。Kevin 准备在女友生日的时候跟她出去浪漫约会，为此啊，他特意到商场打算买一身精神的衣服。
Winnie, I think Kevin must be a very good boyfriend. It's nice of him to buy a new suit for his girlfriend's birthday.
Oh, come on, Professor Bowman, 如果他真是个好男友，那就该把钱花在女朋友身上，而不是给自己买新衣服啊。
Well, that's true. Let's listen and we will see who is right.
Hello, sir. Can I help you find something?
Yes, I'm looking for a new suit.
What is your size?
I usually wear a size 42.
All right, I'll show you the rack where we have our size 42 suits.
So, Winnie, did you hear what size suit Kevin usually wears?
他一般穿42号的西装。哎，对了 ，Professor Bowman, rack, R-A-C-K, 这是货架的意思吗
？That's right. If you can't find something you want on the rack, you can ask someone at the store if they have it in the back.
这么说，那些 on the rack 的衣服啊，就是摆在店面的货架上，让顾客挑选；而 in the back 就是那些放在后面库房里的衣服。
Do you see anything you like?
I really like this black suit.
Yes, you would look great in that suit. Do you want to try it on?
Sure. Where are your dressing rooms?
The dressing rooms are downstairs. I'll show you where they are.
Kevin 看上了一套黑色的西装，打算 try it on, 试穿看看。
Exactly. When you find something you like at a store, you can always tell the store employee, I want to try this on.
这位店员啊，很会说话。他说 Kevin would look great in that suit, 就是说他穿上那套西装一定很帅。
Correct. You can also look good in a color. For example, you can say, you always look great in blue.
就是说蓝颜色很适合你。哎， Kevin 的试穿效果如何呢？我们继续听。
Ah, this is a really great suit. It's totally my style. What do you think?
I think that suit is too tight, sir.You need one size larger.
No way. I love it. Really tight suits are the European style.
Well, all right. But if you rip it when you sit down, you can't return it.
Kevin 的品味好像有问题。店员明明告诉他西装太紧，应该换大一号，可是他却坚持要紧身的，还说啊，这是欧洲流行的风格。
Right. Kevin says the suit is totally my style.You can say something is my style if you think you really look good in it.
看来啊 ，Kevin 觉得很满意。不过店员说，如果因为衣服太紧，一坐下来就撕了的话，人家可不给退哦。
Well, let's find out how much the suit costs.
So, how much is this suit?
That one is $1,000.
$1,000? Do you think it will go on sale anytime soon?
No, we only sell that suit for the full price.
Well, it's very expensive, but I'm willing to sacrifice for my girlfriend so that I look really great on our date.
啊，我没听错吧 ？Kevin 说他豁出去了，花1000块买这套西装，就算是为女友做的 sacrifice 牺牲。这么一来，他还有钱给女朋友买生日礼物吗
？But that is her present, a really well-dressed boyfriend on their special date.
啊。男人真会这样想啊。
I won't try to answer that question. But Winnie, can you guess what it means when something is on sale?
这个啊，难不倒我。On sale 就是打折、减价的意思。可惜啊 ，Kevin 买的这身衣服不打折，只按 full price 原价出售。
Exactly. I'm afraid after buying this expensive suit, Kevin will have to buy something on sale for his girlfriend.
我猜也是。你看 ，Professor Bowman。我说对了吧 ，Kevin 啊，根本不是合格的男朋友，对自己大方，对女友小气，不知道他会给女友买什么便宜的礼物哦。
Listen next time to find out。
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里， 美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English。
当你在北京学汉语，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是芳芳要问的跟班打杂的。
Hey, 芳芳 what's up? Do you like your new job?
还行吧，就是初来乍到，专业一点都用不上，净打杂了。
打杂？What do you do every day?
无非就是复印文件、取东西、接电话什么的。哎，美国人怎么形容这种工作啊？
Oh, someone who does small and unimportant tasks at work is called a gopher. G-O-F-O-R. Gopher.
Oh, 这么说 gopher 就是公司里的小弟小妹。Gopher 的主要工作就是跑腿儿。那跑腿儿又怎么说呢？
We say they run errands for others.Run is spelled R-U-N. Errands is spelled E-R-R-A-N-D-S. The word errand means a short trip that's taken to finish a necessary task.
Errand, 差事，复数加 S, errands. 所以 run errands for others 就是替别人跑腿的意思。
That's right. I guess you don't really like running errands for your boss, right?
是啊，我想做有意义的工作，可老板总让我干些没用的活。
She gives you a lot of busy work, I'm assuming. The phrase busy work refers to tasks that keep people busy, but are not very useful.
哦，原来 busy work 就是花时间但没有意义的工作。老板给我 busy work 并不是因为这些工作重要，而是因为他不愿意看我闲着。
That's right.Fang Fang, a lot of people start as gophers and work their way up. I'm sure you'll do just fine. Now, let's see what you've learned today.
公司里跑腿打杂的小弟小妹叫 gopher. 跑腿是 run errands for others. 消磨时间但是没有意义的工作是 busy work.
这次的美语怎么说就到这里结束了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Donny。电邮请记
meiyu@voanews.com。
礼节美语。
Amanda 在走廊里遇到 Sarah， Sarah 显得很沮丧。
Hey Sarah, are you all right? You look upset.
As a matter of fact, I am a bit upset.I just came out of a meeting, and it didn't go very well.
What happened?
No one would listen to any of my suggestions. Instead, they just kept arguing with each other.
Who was chairing the meeting?
Bob.
Well, I can tell you from experience that Bob might come off a little strong sometimes.
That's exactly what happened. He kept interrupting everyone with his own suggestions and did not want to hear what others had to say. Then he expected everyone to agree with him.
原来 Sarah 不高兴是因为刚才开会的时候没人愿意听她的建议。 Amanda 说，根据她的经验，主持会议的 Bob 有时候会显得过于强硬。
Come off a little too strong. Come off
是表现出显得的意思。 Sarah 说，没错，开会的时候 Bob 不停地打岔。
Kept interrupting everyone. Interrupt is spelled I-N-T-E-R-R.U-P-T, interrupt.
Interrupt, 指打断别人的谈话。Amanda 说
What was the meeting about?
We were trying to come up with ideas to streamline the office's workflow, to make it more efficient.
It's ironic that the meeting was anything but efficient.
Exactly. I had tons of ideas that I wanted to share, but they just wouldn't let me finish. What should I have done to get my point across?
这次开会的目的呢，是如何简化工作流程。
Streamline the office's workflow.
Streamline 意思是精简，目的是提高效率。
Make it more efficient.
Sarah 问 Amanda,
What should I have done to get my point across?
我该怎么做才能把我的想法传递给别人呢？
To get something across 在这里的意思是把自己的想法告诉别人。 Amanda 有什么好建议吗？
You have to keep things short and sweet. When you get a chance to speak, try not to get into too many unnecessary details.
Short and sweet? But what if I have to explain something complicated?
You can always bring up the main points during the meeting and speak to those who are directly involved after the meeting. Not everyone needs to know all that information.
That's a good idea. I think I will try that at the next meeting.
Amanda 告诉 Sarah, 话要说的
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet 是个习惯用语，意思是简单明了。 Amanda 建议开会的时候应该简主要的说
Bring up the main points.
不用加太多不必要的细节。
Unnecessary details.
这样别人才会比较容易了解并且接受他的意见。
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第970讲，我是杨林。
我是 Steve Barragona。
平常我跟邻居很少来往，不过前两天他忽然给我送来了一篮子新鲜曲奇饼干。我最开始还很高兴，不过后来得知他最近想在院子里修一个篱笆，而这样做必须得到整个社区居民的同意，当然也包括我。这也让我想到了一句习惯用语，那就是
Curry favor。Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-Y, and favor, F-A-V-O-R, curry favor.
大家都知道 curry 做名词是咖喱的意思，不过在这里 curry 作为动词意思是讨好、奉承，而 curry favor 实际上就是拍马屁，这也就是我邻居最近的举动。
I know why she came bearing fresh baked cookies. I think it's an attempt to curry favor.
我知道我邻居为什么给我送新鲜曲奇饼，我觉得他就是想拍我的马屁。在下面的例子里，这个人对他的市长有什么看法呢？我们来听听看。
Don't assume that the mayor has special fondness for you. If you are influential and can help her deliver on her campaign promises, she'll compliment you, invite you out to dinner, and treat you specially. The truth is, she curries favor with anyone she considers to be important.
这段话是说千万别认为市长特别喜欢你，如果你有任何影响力或者能够帮助他实现竞选承诺，他会恭维你，请你吃晚餐，给你很多特殊待遇，但事实是如果他认为你重要，他会来拍你的马屁。
这听起来很典型啊。那天我上高中的侄女跟我说，他们学校里有个女生为了能参加啦啦队，不惜给教练买了一个特别昂贵的圣诞节礼物。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Don't assume that the mayor has special fondness for you. If you're influential and can help her deliver on her campaign promises, she'll compliment you, invite you out to dinner, and treat you very specially. The truth is, she curries favor with anyone she considers to be very important.
大家都特别讨厌爱拍马屁的人。可是学校里、社会中到处都是这样的人，在办公室里就更不例外了。下面的例子就谈到了这么一个马屁精，让我们来听听看。
Isn't it obvious why Ralph nominated our boss as Supervisor of the Year? He just wants to get himself promoted to foreman, and figures the boss might help arrange it if he's recognized for an important award. See, that's why he's currying favor with him. It's so disgusting.
这段话是说难道你看不出来拉尔夫为什么提名咱们的老板为年度最佳领导吗？他想晋升为领班，而他知道如果老板自己能够得到这个奖项，可能就会帮助他得到领班的职位，这就是他为什么老是拍老板的马屁，真令人恶心。
真是办公室政治真让人头疼，碰到这种拍马屁的人，最好的办法就是别理他，慢慢他就会被所有同事孤立，我想这也不是个好受的感觉。
He's always currying favor with the boss, but in the end, he's quite isolated in the office.
他成天拍老板的马屁，不过最后他在办公室特别孤立。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Isn't it obvious why Ralph nominated our boss as Supervisor of the Year? He just wants to get himself promoted to foreman, and figures the boss might help arrange it if he's recognized for an important award. See? That's why he's currying favor with him. It's so disgusting.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 curry favor， 意思是拍马屁。好的，这次的美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Steve Barragona，
谢谢各位的收听。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
dangling. Dangling is spelled D-A-N-G-L-I-N-G. Dangling.
Dangling 是形容词，意思是悬挂的、摇摆的。
Dozens of people were left dangling high above the Rhine River when the wheels of a cable car came off their guiding line in Cologne, Germany.
在德国科隆，一辆缆车的轮子脱离了轨道，导致数十人被高高的悬挂在莱茵河上空。
A dangling tractor trailer on an overpass in Tampa, Florida, shut down the southbound lanes from Interstate 4 to Interstate 275, and likely caused plenty of drivers to grip their steering wheel a little tighter.
一辆悬挂在佛罗里达州坦帕市天桥上的拖拉机导致从洲际4号公路到洲际275号公路之间向南行驶的道路关闭，很可能也让很多司机把方向盘握得更紧了。好的，我们今天学习的词是
Dangling Dangling Dangling。
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。Larry 和李华今天啊去逛街买衣服。Larry 看到李华买了一大包衣服，简直吃惊。今天李华会学到两个常用语 ：clothes horse 和 shell out。
Wow, 李华 ，how many clothes do you need？You're a real clothes horse, aren't you?
哎呦，这些衣服都在大减价，不买可惜耶。哎，对了，你又在说我什么了？什么是 clothes horse?
A clothes horse, C-L-O-T-H-E-S-H-O-R-S-E, is someone who's concerned about fashion and likes to collect a lot of clothes.
Clothes horse 就是指爱时髦、喜欢买很多衣服的人。哎，我不觉得我是 clothes horse 啊。我来美国念书以后胖了很多啊，旧衣服已经穿不下了，所以我才需要买些新衣服嘛。
I think that's just an excuse to go shopping. You don't look like you've gained weight to me.
Larry, 是真的，我没有骗你，我真的胖了不少。
I guess I'll take your word for it. Are you sure you're not a clothes horse? Didn't you just go shopping a few weeks ago?
我几个星期前去买衣服。哎，你弄错人了吧？我已经有一年多没有买衣服了。再说啊，我也不是什么追求时髦的人。哎，你怎么能说我是个 clothes horse 呢？
I'm just teasing you. My mother's a true clothes horse. She has a huge walk-in closet, and it's completely filled with clothes. She loves to buy clothes.
你妈妈这么喜欢买衣服啊？难怪她总是打扮得很漂亮，而且啊，她的衣服看起来都很新呢。
It's funny, but my sister didn't inherit my mother's tendencies. She's not a clothes horse at all.
你妹妹不喜欢买衣服吗？女孩子不喜欢买衣服，那可不多哦。
My sister hates going shopping. She would be happy if she could wear the same T-shirt and jeans every day of the year.
真的？你妹妹宁可每天穿同样的 T 恤和牛仔裤？哼，看来不是每个女人都是 clothes horse。
Hey, Li Hua, how much money did you shell out to buy clothes today?
Shell out? 那是什么意思啊?
To shell out, S-H-E-L-L-O-U-T, money means to pay for something.
Oh, To shell out money 就是花钱的意思。你是问我今天花了多少钱买这些衣服啊？哎，其实啊，每件衣服都打了折扣，所以我没花太多钱。
I'm just curious how much you have to shell out to fill up that huge shopping bag with women's clothing.
你好奇？这可奇怪了，你怎么会突然间对女人衣服的价钱感兴趣啊？你也想买一些啊？
No, I'm just curious, that's all. I've heard that women's clothes are more expensive than men's clothes.
哦，你只是想知道女装是不是比男装贵。其实，只要你懂得怎么找减价的衣服，你并不需要花大钱买衣服啊。
Next time I have to buy clothes, I'll ask you for help. I never bother to look for sales, and I always end up shelling out more than I should.
没问题，买衣服找折扣品，我最在行了。我啊，一定帮你。
Well, while we're at the mall, why don't you help me find a good deal on a pair of jeans?
找牛仔裤？没问题。哎，你通常都花多少钱买一件牛仔裤啊？
I usually shell out around $40.
40块啊？哼，我能帮你找到一件20块的牛仔裤，怎么样？
That's awesome!
各位听众，今天李华学到了两个常用语，一个是 clothes horse， 是形容一个讲究穿着、喜欢买衣服的人；另一个常用语是 shell out， 也就是付出，尤其是指付钱买东西的意思。今天的流行美语就播送到这里，谢谢大家收听，我们下次节目再见。
Hi everyone, I'm Jody. Welcome to American Cafe.
大家好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。我们今天的客人是 Yemi。Yemi 啊，是个很有意思的人，您听了我们的节目，保证会喜欢上他。
Oh, I think you're going to find Yemi very interesting. First of all, he's a sound engineer, but that's not all he does.
没错，不过呢，我们首先还是让 Yemi 来做一个自我介绍吧。
My full name is Adeyemi Alakoye Jemison.And I'm from Washington, D.C. I was born in 1976. I perform, I produce, and write songs under the name, stage name, InFact, which is N-F-A-C-T. If you'd like more information, you can visit my website, InFactOnline.com.
哎 ,Jody, 你觉不觉得 Yemi 的声音让你一听就知道他很会唱歌？
As soon as you hear Yemi, you know he's a singer. He has a great voice.
实际上呢，他也确实是一个很好的歌手，而且呢，他告诉我们，他很快就要出唱片了。
That's right. He's soon to release an album, which is a huge step in a musician's career. So we're really happy for him. Way to go, Yemi!
Yemi, 加油!
Again, here's Yemi.
And lately, I've been working on my album.We'll probably sell it at our website and several other websites.
Yemi 刚才说他的唱片在网上就可以买到。
That's right. Yemi says that you can buy his album on the internet. And not only does Yemi record music, but he also writes poems and performs them at local poetry readings here in Washington, D.C.
Yemi 不仅会唱歌还是个诗人，所以我说他很有意思。
On Wednesdays, he performs...at a place called the Bohemian Caverns.
每个星期三 ,Yemi 都要在一个叫 Bohemian Caverns 的地方表演诗歌朗诵。
My more recent performances lately have been poetry readings at a place called Bohemian Caverns here in Washington, D.C. And every Wednesday, they have local poets come out and read their poetry.
Poetry reading 就是诗歌朗诵。
According to Yemi, the crowd at Bohemian Caverns is really supportive, and he says it's inspiring to have other poets listen to his poems.
The Bohemian Caverns, my experience there, it's more like a lot of poets coming out to hear other poets. Well, I like it because the other poets, listen. They actually listen to what I'm saying. And it's supportive. And then when I hear some of their stuff, it kind of inspires me to go home and write even better poetry.
哇，一群诗人聚在一起讨论诗歌，互相支持，互相鼓励。其实说起来 Yemi 的诗，他的诗内容都很严肃，他觉得自己有责任要唤醒年轻的一代人，希望他们更加独立，更有责任感。
He feels a responsibility to wake his generation, which he feels has been bred to be dependent, which means raised to rely on other people too much.
对，就是太依赖别人，比如说太依赖父母啊，太依赖朋友，或者是周围的人。
A lot of the stuff that I write has more to do with waking up my generation. I feel like we've been a generation that's been bred to be dependent.
下面我们就请 Yemi 来朗读一段他的诗歌。
Now, you may not understand all the words in his poem.
如果您听不懂也不要紧，只要去感觉就可以了。
In fact, what is this we call rap? Intertwining words through instruments, instrumentals to your mental. Weaving and bobbing through notes with verbs, is it just that simple? Oh, come, come now. Will this ever stop here? Does this ever stop now?Hallelujah is powerful happiness over the people, but you ain't getting it. Y'all too busy searching for a hero. Yes, yes, y'all too busy searching for a hero. Influenced by high definition reflections, raised by idle hands, all you found was zero. 'Cause y'all too busy searching for a hero.
希望大家喜欢 Yemi 的这首诗，也谢谢大家收听今天的美语咖啡屋。
And now we'll leave American Cafe with the rest of Yemi's poem, Stop Waiting.
Time to get it together, gather them thoughts, mic check, one mic check, two mic check. Now in tune to the central nervous system's main board, elevate that mind, stop hating, elevate that mind, stop faking, elevate that mind. You be the leader, the preacher, the hero, stop searching, stop waiting.
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
So hey, Yang Chen, did you watch the Super Bowl last Sunday?
超级杯足球赛我看了。
Wasn't it exciting?
Oh yes, the drama, the anticipation, the skill.
I didn't know you're so into American football. So which team do you root for?
Which team? 哪一个队？
Wait a second. You don't remember which teams were playing at the Super Bowl? Yangchen, do you even know which team won the Super Bowl?
哎呀，谁赢了不一样。What's the difference?
It makes a lot of difference. So, what were you watching anyway? You seem to be so excited about the drama, the anticipation, the skill.
对呀，我说的是 commercials, 超级杯广告。
The commercials during the game are pretty impressive,、mm-hmm. I'll admit. But I'm excited for the game. And you should learn to appreciate the game, Yang Chen. After all, we are teaching sports English here.
I know, I know. Okay, Patrick 老师。
Well, let's start with a very simple term. Touchdown. T-O-U-C-H-D-O-W-N.
哎，这个我知道，就是达阵。
Very impressive, Yang Chen. The team that scores the most touchdowns usually wins.
你是说达阵次数多的队就能赢？
Yang Chen, you're not as hopeless as I thought.
Oh, well, I learned from the best.
Oh, you think I'm a good teacher? You really mean it?Wow, that's so nice of you to say.
Oh, no, no, Patrick. I'm talking about the commercials.
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第972讲，我是杨林。
我是 Dan Marcus。
上周末我们家庭聚会，表哥喝多了，说了一些对姑姑不敬的话，不久之后就传到了我姑姑的耳朵里。 几乎就在同时，表哥也意识到自己犯的错，赶紧去向姑姑赔罪，还特别送了鲜花。他这一系列及时补救的做法让我想到了一句习惯用语，那就是
Damage control. Damage is spelled D-A-M-A-G-E. And control? C-O-N-T-R-O-L. Damage control. Damage control.
我们都知道 damage 这个词本身是破坏、损坏的意思。而 control 控制连在一起 damage control 损害控制，意思就是采取措施将造成的损害降到最低。就像上面的例子里，
My cousin told my aunt that he was sorry and sent her flowers. It's damage control.
我表哥又道歉又送花，试图把损害降到最低。下面的例子里，我们来听听看这个叫 Drake 的人怎么搞砸了他的晋升。
There were some doubts about whether Drake would be an effective union president. Then, he made a racial remark in a speech at an assembly. At first, he ignored critics. Later, he tried to make a joke of it before deciding to offer a public apology. In the end, his attempts at damage control weren't successful. He lost out on the promotion.
这段话说大家对于德雷克能不能成为一个好的工会主席很怀疑。就在这个时候，他在一次集会发言时说了一句带有种族歧视色彩的话。起初他根本不理会别人的批评，之后呢，他试图用玩笑来掩盖这次错误，最后实在没办法再公开道歉。结果他试图控制损害程度的努力并不成功，没有得到升职。
有专家建议，一旦你意识到自己做错了什么事或说错了什么话，就应该马上补救，一分钟都不能等。越早对自己造成的损害负起责任，挽救局势的可能性也就越高。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
There were some doubts about whether Drake would be an effective union president. Then, he made a racial remark in a speech at an assembly.At first, he ignored critics. Later, he tried to make a joke of it before deciding to offer a public apology. In the end, his attempts at damage control weren't successful. He lost out on the promotion.
刚刚我们谈到，如果做错了什么事情，就应该马上进行 damage control， 尽量把伤害降到最低的程度。下面的例子里，这位妈妈就意识到自己的错误，她做了什么来补救呢？我们来听听看。
My wife knew she was wrong. She should never have told our daughter's soccer coach that he'd made a lot of bad calls at the game. Fortunately, she wasted no time explaining how she'd been inappropriate.followed by offering him an invitation to dinner at our house. Thanks to my wife's damage control, the coach isn't upset anymore.
这段话是说，我太太知道她做错了，她不应该指责我女儿足球教练在比赛中决策失误。好在她一点也没耽搁，马上去跟教练解释，说自己这种做法不合适，还邀请她来我们家吃饭。她这么努力，把造成的损害降低到最低程度，教练也就不再生气了。
所以说越快补救损害就越小。 Damage control 这个短语最初出现在20世纪50年代，那时候这个短语只限于用在把一个船只事故的损害降到最低。慢慢的，人们开始把这个短语引申出来使用，到现在 Damage control 可以用在任何需要进行补救的场合中。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My wife knew she was wrongShe should never have told our daughter's soccer coach that he'd made a lot of bad calls at the game. Fortunately, she wasted no time explaining how she'd been inappropriate, followed by offering him an invitation to dinner at our house. Thanks to my wife's damage control, the coach isn't upset anymore.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 damage control， 意思是损害控制，把损害降到最低的程度。 好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus，
谢谢各位的收听。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程，课程题材以美国的商业实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天我们复习本星期的课程，第一课重点讲解怎样预订旅馆房间。首先是电话采访，由节目主持人 Elizabeth 在电话中和正在纽约出差的 Charles Blake 先生进行访谈。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Charles Blake. Mr. Blake is traveling on business. Hello again, Mr. Blake. How's the weather there in New York?
Hello. Well, it's a little chilly today.
It's nice to talk to you again.
I'm happy to be on the show.
When we met in the studio, you told us that you work in industrial manufacturing.
That's right. I work for International Robotics, a Chinese company. We manufacture industrial robots.
And what is your main responsibility at International Robotics?
I'm in charge of exporting our robots to the United States.
In our last interview, you said that you went to San Francisco last year. You went there to talk with Mike Epstein about selling your company's robots to advanced technologies.
That's right.
Today we'll be talking about your hotel arrangements during your trip to San Francisco.
Okay, that's fine.
Where did you stay while you were there?
I stayed at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Sunnyvale.
That's south of San Francisco, right?
Yes, it's about 40 miles south of San Francisco.
Is that an expensive hotel?
It's reasonably priced. I got a single room for $120 a night.
Was it difficult getting a reservation?
No, not too difficult. I made the reservation before I left Beijing.
And how did you like the hotel? Was the service good?
Oh, yes, very good.The staff was very polite and helpful.
Do you do a lot of traveling in your work?
Yes, I do. I travel on business about once every month.
Do you always make a hotel reservation before you travel?
Usually I do. If I don't make the reservation myself, I use a travel agency to book a room.
What kind of service do you usually get at hotels?
Usually the service is good, but I've been to some hotels where the service was very poor.
And just one more question.How much does a single room typically cost?
In most cities, I usually pay over $100 a night for a single.
Thank you. And we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today, Mr. Blake.
You're welcome.
文化点滴。
We have some really interesting email questions today.
Great. What are they?
The first question is, when I go to an American hotel, what time can I get into my room?
Well, the entering time is called the check-in time. It's usually around noon or 1 o'clock.
Noon or 1, I see. And the second question is, what time do I have to leave my room the next day?
Well, the time when you must leave is called the check-out time. It's often around 11 o'clock in the morning or noon.But each hotel has its own policy, so you really need to confirm both times when you make a reservation.
That's a good idea. Could there be a problem if you arrive too early?
Well, yes. If you arrive before the check-in time, they probably won't let you into your room. You'll have to wait in the lobby.
Really?
Yes, and something worse could happen if you stay in your room after check-out time.
What?
They might charge you for an extra day.
That would be terrible.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, thanks for your helpful information.
I'm always glad to help.
商务对话。
Hilton Hotel, how may I direct your call?
Reservations, please.
Just a moment, please.
Reservations, how may I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to make a reservation for August 20th through the 22nd, please.
For how many people?
Just for myself. I'm traveling on business.
Just a moment, please. Yes, I have several rooms available on those nights.
Could I have a non-smoking room, please?
A non-smoking room? Certainly. That room is $125 a night.
That will be fine. Can I put that on my credit card?
Yes, of course.
Gary 提示
Today I'll be talking about how to make requests. Whenever you call to make a hotel reservation, you'll be asking for many things. For example, you might ask for a single room or a double room. You may want a smoking room or a non-smoking room. A room on the ground floor or a room with a view. Sometimes you might want to request a discount. Whenever you are requesting something, you'll want to do it in a polite way. Let's listen to the requests in today's business dialogue. First, Ms. Powers asks to reserve a room. Listen for her request beginning with, I'd like.
Reservations. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to make a reservation for August 20th through the 22nd, please.
Notice that Ms. Powers says, I'd like to make a reservation. Saying, I'd like... or I would like, is a polite way to make a request. Ms. Powers also asks for a non-smoking room. Notice how Ms. Powers starts her request with could. Let's listen.
Just a moment, please. Yes, I have several rooms available on those nights.
Could I have a non-smoking room, please?
Now let's listen to Ms. Powers asking to pay by credit card. Notice that she begins her request with Can I?
That will be fine. Can I put that on my credit card?
Yes, of course.
Beginning requests with I would like, can, or could are all polite ways to make requests. Now let's hear a request that isn't so polite.
Reservations, may I help you?
Yes. Give me a room for March 21st through March 22nd, please.
I beg your pardon?
This time, the woman sounded a little impolite. She said, Give me a room, please. Even though she said please, she sounded impolite because she was too direct. It's more polite to say, I would like a room, please. I hope today's tips were helpful.
首先我们来听 Elizabeth 通过电话采访国际机器人公司的 Blake 先生。
On today's program, I'll be talking by phone with Charles Blake. I've been talking with Mr. Blake about his business trip to San Francisco last year. Hello again, Mr. Blake.
Hello. Please call me Charles. Let's not be so formal.
Okay, Charles.The last time we spoke, we talked about your trip last year to San Francisco.
That's right. I went to San Francisco to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies.
And tell us again where you stayed in the San Francisco area.
I stayed at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Sunnyvale.
Well, today, we're going to listen to a recording of your conversation with the receptionist at the Embassy Suites. We'll hear what happens as you check in at the hotel.
That sounds great.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the Embassy Suites Hotel. Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Blake, Charles Blake. I have a confirmed reservation.
Mr. Blake, yes. And the reservation number?
Let's see. Here it is. 14689.
14689? Let me check. Yes, sir, we have your reservation right here. That's for June 10th through the 13th, Monday through Thursday night. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, and the room, sir, is 685 on the 6th floor. I've got the key right here, and I'll get a bellman for you right away.
Okay, what was the price of the room again?
That room is $120 a night.
Okay, fine.
接下来请听节目主持人继续同 Blake 先生进行访谈。
I see that you already had a reservation at the Embassy Suites before you arrived.
Yes, I did. I made the reservation 2 weeks before I left Beijing.
Did you call back later to confirm your reservation?
Yes, I called a few days before I left Beijing.
And your room was $120 a night?
That's right. They had a suite for $200 a night, but that was more than I needed.
How was the receptionist? Was she helpful?
Yes, she was very helpful. I have no complaints.
Thank you for talking with us today.
You're very welcome.
We have an interesting question for you today, Gary.
What is it?
What do you do if you get to a hotel and there is a problem with your hotel reservation?
Well, first you have to understand exactly what the problem is. Ask the clerk at the front desk to explain the problem clearly.
Uh-huh.
If you have made a mistake, they may not be able to help you.
Could you give us an example of that?
Sure. If you made a reservation for December 10th and you arrive at the hotel on December 9th, there may not be a room available for you. The desk clerk may tell you the hotel is full. In that case, you may have to find another place to stay.
I see.
But if someone at the hotel made a mistake, then they have to fix the problem. For example, suppose you have a written confirmation of your reservation for December 9th, and they tell you that they lost the reservation. Then you can demand that they solve the problem.
What can you ask for?
You can ask them to find a room for you at another hotel.
Really?
Yes, and they should pay for one night and pay for a taxi to take you there. If they won't do that, you should demand to speak with the manager. If you are sure that they made the mistake, don't leave the front desk. Stay there until they help you.
In other words, you have to be persistent.
That's right.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I have a reservation for tonight.
And what's your name?
My name is Frank Fernandez.
Frank Fernandez. Yes, I have you booked for tonight through Friday night. Is that correct?
That's right. I'm staying 3 nights.
I see you requested a non-smoking room.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, here's your key.
Thank you.
Gary 提示
Today's language function is confirming information. What do we mean by confirming? To confirm something means to check that it's correct. When you check in at a hotel, the desk clerk or receptionist will confirm how many nights you are staying. Let's listen again to the conversation between Mr. Blake and the hotel receptionist at the Embassy Suites. Listen for the phrase, that's for June 10th through June 13th.
Mr. Blake, yes. And the reservation number?
Let's see. Here it is. 14689.
14689? Let me check. Yes, sir, we have your reservation right here. That's for June 10th through the 13th, Monday through Thursday night.
In the example we just heard, the receptionist confirms that the dates of Mr. Blake's reservation are June 10th through June 13th. Now, let's listen to some more examples of confirming information in today's business dialogue. First, the receptionist confirms the dates of Mr. Fernandez's reservation when she says, I have you booked for tonight through Friday night. Let's listen.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I have a reservation for tonight.
And what's your name?
My name is Frank Fernandez.
Frank Fernandez. Yes, I have you booked for tonight through Friday night.
Then Mr. Fernandez confirms that he's staying for 3 nights.
Is that correct?
That's right. I'm staying 3 nights.
Next, the receptionist and Mr. Fernandez both confirm that the room is a non-smoking room. Let's listen again.
I see you requested a non-smoking room.
Yes, that's correct.
Remember, it's a good idea when you check in at a hotel to confirm that you're getting the type of room you expected. You wouldn't want any surprises, would you? Well, that's all for Gary's tips.
本星期第三课的题目是住店登记第三部分，重点讲解预订房间的确认。首先是电话采访。
On today's program, I'll be talking by phone with Charles Blake of International Robotics. Today, we're going to talk about making and confirming reservations. Hello, Charles.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello again, Charles. Good to have you back on Functioning in Business.
It's my pleasure.
The last time we spoke, we talked about your business trip last year to San Francisco.
That's right. I went to San Francisco to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies. I wanted to talk to him about selling our industrial robots to his company.
Now tell me, did you get a good flight from Beijing to San Francisco?
Yes, I got a great flight. It was nonstop and only took about 12 hours.
And you made your reservation before you left Beijing?
That's right. I made it several weeks before I left. How did you know?
Well, I have a tape of your conversation with your travel agent.
Oh, that's right. You recorded my conversation.
Shall we listen to it?
Sure. Why not?
Worldwide Travel.
Hello. This is Mr. Blake of International Robotics.
Hello, Mr. Blake. How can I help you?
I'd like to reserve a flight from Beijing to San Francisco, please.
What date would you like to travel, Mr. Blake?
I'd like to leave Beijing on June 10th.
We have a nonstop flight out of Beijing on United Airlines, leaving at 6:05 in the evening.
6:05 in the evening?
Yes, it arrives in San Francisco at 1:45 p.m. the same day. Is that all right?
1:45. Yes, that's fine.
And when will you be returning?
On June 25th.
June 25th. There's a flight leaving San Francisco at 2:45 p.m. on June 25th.
2:45 p.m.? That sounds fine.
Would you like a window or an aisle seat?
An aisle seat, please.
All right, Mr. Blake. I have you confirmed on flight 581 leaving Beijing at 6:05 p.m. on June 10th. Arriving in San Francisco at 1:45 p.m. the same day.
Okay.
You'll be returning on June 25th on flight 582, leaving San Francisco at 2:45 p.m. and arriving in Beijing at 6:45 p.m. on June 26th.
Fine.
Your confirmation number is A as in apple, C as in cat, 6734.
AC6734.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
接下来请听节目主持人继续同 Blake 先生进行访谈。
Did you fly coach or business class on your flight from Beijing?
I flew business class.
Do you always fly business class?
If I'm traveling in the United States, I fly coach to save a little money. But on international flights, I fly business class because it's much more comfortable.
And what was the airfare from Beijing to San Francisco?
The round-trip fare was $965.
That sounds pretty good.
Yes, my travel agent got me a good deal.
I noticed that you got a confirmation number when you made your reservation.
Uh-huh.
Do you always remember the confirmation number when you get one?
I usually write it down on a piece of paper, but sometimes I lose the piece of paper.
That's too bad. Thank you for being on our program today, Charles.
You're quite welcome.
Last time, we talked about what to do if you had a problem with a hotel reservation. Today, we have an email that is a follow-up question to that topic.
Oh, good. What's the question?
The listener asks, how can I avoid problems with hotel reservations?
That's a very good question. After you make a hotel reservation, there are several simple things you can do to prevent a problem. The first thing to do is to ask for a written confirmation by fax or mail. This document will have a confirmation number, your arrival and departure dates, the price of the room, and other information. For example, the confirmation should say whether the room is a smoking or non-smoking room.
That should be very useful.
The confirmation is useful because you can check it for errors. The confirmation is a record of what the hotel thinks you asked for. You should check it carefully for accuracy and correct anything that is wrong. If the arrival date is wrong, for example, you need to call the hotel immediately to correct it.
I see.
One thing to check carefully is your name. If you are from another country, they may spell your name incorrectly. Also, make sure that you bring the written confirmation with you when you check in. That way, if there is a problem, you can show it to the people at the front desk to prove that you are right.
That's great advice.
At check-in, the confirmation number can be very important. That's the easiest way to find your reservation in the computer.
Thanks, Gary. Your advice will save our listeners a lot of trouble in the future.
My pleasure.
International Airlines, how may I help you?
Hello, my name is Denise Brown. I'd like to confirm my reservation on flight 23 from Atlanta.
What's the date of travel?
August 20th.
Just a moment, please. Yes, I have you confirmed on flight 23, leaving Atlanta at 10:55 a.m. on Tuesday, August 20th, arriving in Chicago at 12:15 p.m. Your confirmation number is V as in Victor, T as in Thomas, 9031.
VT9031.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for flying with us.
另一段是确认预订的旅馆房间。
Reservations, may I help you?
Hello, I'm calling to confirm my reservation for January 5th.
Your name, please?
John Aliotto.
Thank you. Just one moment, please. Yes, you're confirmed for 3 nights beginning January 5th. And that's for a single room.
That's right.
Check-in time is 1 p.m.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Aliotto.
Gary 提示
Last time you talked about confirming information.
That's right. I said that to confirm information is to check that it's correct or certain. Confirming a reservation is similar. When you confirm a reservation, you are checking that the dates of the reservation and other details about the reservation are correct. When you call to confirm a reservation, you can start your sentence with, I'm calling to confirm, or I'd like to confirm. Which of these phrases do you hear in the first business dialogue? Let's listen again to the dialogue.
International Airlines, how may I help you?
Hello, my name is Denise Brown. I'd like to confirm my reservation on flight 23 from Atlanta.
That's right. Ms. Brown said, I'd like to confirm. Now listen to the second business dialogue and tell me what phrase you hear.
Reservations, may I help you?
Hello, I'm calling to confirm my reservation for January 5th.
Mr. Aliotto said, I'm calling to confirm. Usually, you get a confirmation number when you make the reservation for a hotel or a flight. Let's listen to the first business dialogue again. The travel agent gives Ms. Brown a confirmation number for her airline reservation.
I have you confirmed on flight 23, leaving Atlanta at 10:55 a.m. on Tuesday, August 20th, arriving in Chicago at 12:15 p.m. Your confirmation number is V as in Victor, T as in Thomas, 9031.
VT9031.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Did you notice that Ms. Brown repeated back her confirmation number? She was confirming her confirmation number. Always repeat the confirmation number so that you can be sure you heard it correctly. When you make a reservation, if you are not given a confirmation number, you should ask for one. So remember, if you're not sure, it's always safer to call to confirm your reservations before you travel. Better to be safe than sorry.
。Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就复习到这里，谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，
商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。